So the topic of today I was supposed to speak is about tefillah. So there are a lot of things to say about tefillah. But tefillah is a practical thing. It should do too. So I want together to see the preparation for our Shmona Esra we do every day. And on that, Chazal say, you have to be Shemech Geule Letfile. So, to translate that, it's very poor, you know. You have to bring redemption and prayer together. You have to be Shemech Geule Letfile. And that's why you say this thing, which is called the after the Krishma, you say the Emes V'yatzi, Allah Rishonim. So I want to go through this part of the tefillah together to see what does that mean, Geula, and why is it so essential for the tefillah. And when there will be time left, I will show you how the basic part of tefillah, which is the basic part of tefillah, the brocha where you have to have kavona, that's the first brocha, which is really built on what we see in Ezra Zavisei. Okay? So, do you want to have a seder, Rav Gideon, you want a seder, or what you're playing? No. It's good. Okay. Good.
Maybe, Rav, maybe if people had a seder in front of them, it would be easier for them to follow.
So, yeah, they can take a seder, Vakasha, you know. You daven every day, you can take a seder. Yeah, well, never mind. You know. It's good.
Different
translation. Shalom Rabbeinu. So you have whatever you want, you can take a seat and look at it, and then we'll try to translate. I have a translation with me, so whatever it is. Let's go. So I will begin not from the beginning of Vayatziv, because the beginning of Vayatziv is more a reassurement of the saying the Krishna. And I want to go into that realm where we begin to speak about Geula. So I think it begins or Emes Vemune or Emes Shatu Hashem Elokeinu. I begin there. Where it says Alo Rishonim Big, that then afterwards you see Emes Shatu Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. So over there I use a word which I hate that word, but I use it in order to make that more clear. That's a very existentialistic part of the tefillah. Ah, it's a good gesagt, yeah? A very one. Because the revelation of the Borei Olam begins with you. You say it, Emes, Shato Hashem Elokeinu, you are our God. But it's not the beginning. I'm not the beginning. It doesn't begin with me. No, it's Velokei Avoseinu. Malkeinu, it's our king. But it doesn't begin with me. Melech Avoseinu. Kealeinu, He, let's say, helps us out or redeems us. That's a question. It redeems, yeah. Goyela viseinu. Yotzreinu, you are our creator. Tzur Yeshua seinu, you are the rock. Something essential of all our help. Predeinu matzileinu. You are the one which helps us in our tzoras. And then you say, Me'olam Shemecho. Your name was there forever. So, this is the first part of the Geula. When you want to say Geula, Shemech Geula, Tefillah, you have to put yourself into the picture. The Geula is not something which happened once, you know, years ago, 4,000 years ago, there was something very interesting happening, and the Red Sea, or whatever that we call that, it was split, and we walked in a dry place in the middle of the ocean. That was not beginning there. It begins with you. So that's what you say over here. You say Elokeinu is our God. That's now. Beforehand. Well, okay, I would say, but then, and you say Elokim, that means the Elokus, the God, is connected to you. There is a kingdom connected to you, but it was also beforehand. There is redemption connected to you, Goyaleinu, Goyalavuseinu. there is my personal creator, but he is a rock, which everything comes from him. He's helping us out, he's rescuing us, and then, your name is forever, was there forever, and now you turn over the picture. Now you begin with beforehand. You change. So, tefillah, prayer, is not only an existentialistic thing, okay? That's why it's not such a nice word. It's not only that it begins by you, and you feel that it is your own God, and it's your own rescuer, and it's for everything really connected to you. No, it's much bigger. And you begin with that. You say, it's my God, Elokeinu, but you say, it's not only my one. It's beforehand. And now you turn over the whole picture upside down. You begin with the thing which is objectively there. You say, Ezra Savisena Tome Oilo. And now, Mogenu Moshe Linem Achem, behold, Evodoyim. Also, in every single generation, this thing which is way above your head, Ezra Savisena Tome Oilo, it penetrates till us, every single generation. And then, Burum Oilo Moshevecho, you are way up, higher than you could think. And, but the mishpot and the tzedek is penetrating till the last detail of this world. You see, this is, you turn over the picture. That's a very essential thing, that you begin to understand that tefillah deals with something which is objectively there. Tefillah is not only dealing with some subjective, spiritual, uplifting thing. There's something objectively there. And this is, that's what you begin to say now. But you are beforehand telling yourself, I myself experienced that too. Elokeinu, Elokei Avuseinu. Yeah? And Malkeinu, Melech Avuseinu. Gealeinu, Geal Avuseinu. You experience it. But that's not the whole picture. The picture is turning upside down. And you begin with the objective, or when you say objective, is also not a good word, but you've been with the reality which is way above you, and it penetrates till you. That's what you say here. Ashrei ish shiyishma lemitzvoisecho. You are listening to the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are way above. Always when you listen to something, you can listen to something which is behind a mechitza, how do you call it?
A partition,
yeah? You can listen to that. You can't see it, yeah? But can listen to it. Ashrei shiyishma lemitzvoisecho. I listen to the mitzvahs, and I hear there are big things going on there. But what is the afterwards? You say, v'shirosu devorcho yosim al liboy. It's not only listening to that which is way above me, I put that on my heart. I put it down into my own reality. This is the tnua, that is the momentum in this part, that you take this upper thing and put that down. Al liboy. Emesato odi lamecho. You are the boss. You can do whatever you want. I know that today, in today's society, to be an odin, that's not a popular thing, because that sounds like retarded. Because at the old time they had these things. But let's say that there is such a thing going on, and there's not such a thing that's going on, you know? Because the Beroilum is the odin. He can do whatever he wants. And that he is the odin. Yes. Omnipotent, you call that in English too? Yeah? He has all the koyach and everything, he can do whatever he wants. Emesato odo ilamecho, but umelech kiboil loriv rivom. He will make our quarrel. Yeah? He really comes down to my own level, and he will make the fight for me. Yeah, but he is the boss, he can do whatever he wants. But he comes down to me, and he will fight the fight for me. Loriv rivom. Emesato rishon vato acharon. You know, rishon means who knows what was there. Acharon, he will be the last. Who knows what will be there. But in the middle, by us, umibalotecha eid lono melech geilo moshiach. By us, you are the one which is Goyel U'Moshiach ourselves. Always. And now begins the Geulas Mitzrayim. Now you enter the redemption. After we established that first we have our own relation to that, and then there is this objective reality which is way above us, is penetrating till us. Now we are ready to think about going out of Egypt. Yeah? Now we are ready. When we have that in our consciousness, that there is something objective, way bigger than whatever we can dream, but it's really relating to this small person which stands here. That is the beginning of the thinking of the redemption of Egypt. Why? You see. Mimitzrayim galtonu Hashem elekeinu. You took it out of Egypt. So we have to understand that this is the part of the Geula. The Geula is this bringing together our part with the part of Hashem. Because you can't think about Geula only as helping a person. Geula is much more. Because Geula always means that things are revealed, that what happened to you in your terrible time was orchestrated from Hashem. That's what Geula means. Yeah? Geula always means that you don't say, oh, I got out of this problem. That's not the Geula. That's called the Yeshua. I got out of the problem. You know, I have a problem, I get out of it. But Geula means much more. Geula means, redemption means that the whole picture, including the terrible time you had, is part of the picture. That's what Geula means. But that means that you bring together what we now established. We bring together the part of Hashem and the part of us. We bring that together. That's what Geula means. Yeah? That's what Geula means. Because that, otherwise there is no Geula. Otherwise only I help you, you know, and say, I'm not Goyel you. When I'm Goyel you, when you have a Geula, that means that you see in the back, hindsight, you call it by hindsight, you know, I only read that thing. So when you look backwards, then you see this thing was there in order to bring me here. Yeah? That was, for example, by just imagine, they had to eat moral, they had to eat this bitter thing when they went out of Egypt. Yeah, you remember that? They told them, you have to eat moral. Why? To remember what happened in Egypt. But these people, they had the numbers still on their arms, no? You come to someone which just went out of the concentration camp and say, you have to eat moral in order to remember what do you want from me? I was living there my whole life, you know. Why do you have to remember? No, because you have to remember it as a part of the redemption. Yeah? You can't say, it was terrible. Oh, thank God we went out of it. That's not called redemption. No. At the time of the redemption, you have to eat moral. You have to eat that stuff in order to remember how bitter that was, because that's a part of the picture. Yeah? That's always what Geula means. So the Geula is bringing together the part of Hashem and our part. That's what we established till now, you see. Malkeinu, Melech Abiseinu, and then Ezra Sansevi Dato Me'olom, Mogen Moshiach Levnei Machem B'chol Dor V'Dor. You are there, but you're also here. This bringing together, that's the background of the Geula. And now you say, even more. It's not only Geula. Kol b'choreim orokto v'choyucho go'alto. By the Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we went out of Egypt, we reached a level of being a b'chor, a firstborn. So what does it mean a firstborn? I don't know whether over here they are firstborn, most probably yes, that has to be statistically, yeah? So, I don't know, a firstborn. So yeah, firstborn, what does it mean? The firstborn means that this is the prototype of everyone which comes afterwards. That's called the firstborn. Yeah? The firstborn is that one which says, this is my idea which I want to have. That's called the firstborn. The firstborn from the Bura Olam, that means that's his prototype. Yeah? I don't know whether you know prototype from people, We are the prototype of all the nations, when you want. That's called Becheri. Pni Becheri Yisrael. When you have a prototype in a car, the same thing. You make a prototype, but then the other cars you make according to that prototype. I think that's what they know. Or perhaps they are more advanced. They speak of aeroplanes, no? Over here, Mr. Thomas. So I have a prototype for aeroplanes, and then after you build it after that first thing, you know? That's what's called a pro. So we are now much more than only redemption. We are the Becheri. We reach that we are the prototype of Hashem. That's the connection we have. That's what we reached by the getting out of Egypt. But it's more. Then we went out of Egypt. But we reached to the, we came to the sea. When Yamsu Bokato was 18 Tibato, we did him have auto. There we reached even a higher madrega. Not only Pchor, we are Yedidim. Yedidim, I don't know what they say over here. Yedidim means?
Dear ones.
Dear ones. How could I not, not two E? It's only D E A, yeah? No, Yedidim, okay, yeah, that means dear ones, but Yedidim, Yedid comes from two Yadai.
Oh.
Yad Yad, that's a Yedid. I don't know where the shaking hands come from that, but what means? We are Yad Yad with the Boreiro. What does that mean? So that was the splitting of the sea, but like it became Yad Yad. So I wanted to say, tell that to you, but, the splitting of what is the peak of what the Jewish nation is that they went through the Dead Sea. That's the peak. Why? Because the sea is a place where you can't live, where there's not shayach to do anything. Yeah, you can't live there on the sea. When you go even with a ship on the sea, on the sea you have to say birchas agrimo, because that's not the place to be. Yeah? It's not the place to be. But Klal Yisrael said, we are walking in the dry place. Biyabosha, how do you call it? Biyabosha means in a dry place in middle of the sea. That means there where normally your reality is not able to be. You can't. It is not a place that you can do any work. We are able to reach there too. That's what Klal Yisrael had. We went through the Dead Sea with Bayabosho, Betrei Hayom. That means we had a place of our own Avoide in a place where there is Be'etzel not Shayach Avoide. Yeah? According to every normal assumption, there's no Shayach. It's not impossible to do there anything because that's too much. Too much water, too much non-human things there. Yeah? And now that's the Yad Yad. My hand is able to do a work which goes so high till it reaches the hand of the Boreilom. Do you believe in that? That's the Yamsuf. The Yamsuf, we reach this initial Madrege that we were so big that our actions will be able to influence what Hashem does. That's Yad Yad. Even though, how can you influence what Hashem does? That's too much. That's like a sea. That's like a thing which, what do you have to do there, you know? You can't really do there anything, you know? That's his business. No. In his business, you are not only important for him, you have an influence in his business. Yeah? That's called the Yedid. Yad Yad. My hand and his hand go together. Yeah? That's called the Yedid. Yedidim Evarto. And then, beforehand it was like Zeleumazeh, called Bechoreim, their firstborn, their prototype, you didn't want, and your prototype you took out. But now it's not a question from two different prototypes. It's a question, they are against us. But now it is the business of Hashem to do that. We did him avarto, we said it, but we did him avarto, we chasu mein tzoreyem, echo mehem lo inoiso. Those which were against these Yedidim, there, they were gone. Yeah? It's not a question of defining the prototype. It's a question of that, the one which is against these big people, which their hands are able to go together with the hands of Hashem. These big people, when a person is going against them, then Hashem will take care of them. That's the Zeidim Tibato. That means, Tzoreihem. Vichasumayim Tzoreihem. Those which made them troubles. Al zois shipro avun v'roim umkeil v'nosu yedidim z'miro shiros v'shbochus brochus v'idoz v'melech keil chai v'kayom. That was the background, all these things, that we were reaching such a big madrega in the business of the Bir Olam. Such a big madrega as to have a relating to that objective reality, which is Hashem. Such a big madrega, that was the background of to give all the praise to Hashem. Yeah? The praise to Hashem in the by Yetzias Mitzrayim was not that, Baruch Hashem, we went out of Egypt, we finished with that thing. No. That is not the background of the praise. The background is that we reached a level that we are so connected and so deeply connected to Hashem, which is definitely objectively there, and He has His agenda. But we are so deeply connected to His agenda, that is what the Geula taught us. Yeah? That's what Geula means. Yeah? So this is what Geula means, and now we have to be soimach this Geula to Tfile. So we have to bring that Geula, this whole picture, we have to bring into Tfile. Because that is creating the background for Tfile. Because the background for Tfile is based on that. That the business of Hashem, the business of the one which created the world, is really revealing itself, or is really coming out by me. I am His business. That's what Tfilah is based on. That is one of the misconceptions of Tfilah, because the people think Tfilah is, I have my business, and I have someone to ask for my business. And then the whole Tfilah is awkward. Then you ask yourself, who tells you, you heard that once, who tells you that's good for you? Who tells you, all these questions. But no, Tfilah is not that I have my business. That's what I said by this Ezra Samuseinu. When I speak about Geula, then I say it is His business. It's His business. And we are Proyrim. We are Yedidim. We are connected to Hashem as in a way which is unbelievable, which is whole aboveness. This whole thing which is way above the world is really penetrating till us. And we are the issue of the business of Hashem. And that's the background that we are now going to have tefillah. Yeah? And now we are expressing when you want, I should explain the first bracha. Look, excuse me to do that to you. I don't want you that you should daven the way I tell you. That's a very poor thing. Because when the Bir Olam gets your tefillah and you will exactly think what I told you, then the Bir Olam would say, no, that's, I got that once already, no? I don't need another one like this. He needs your tefillah. I don't want you to make that you should think what I tell you. That's not interesting for me. I only want to show you that this is an unbelievable big picture. It's an unbelievable big thing, which is not only detached from you, which that would be when you don't begin with that you say, Elokeinu, Elokei Aviseinu, Malkeinu, Melech Aviseinu. That begins there. Because you say, of course, I'm in this picture. I see that this begins with me. But you know, it only begins with me. Oh no, it doesn't only begin with me. It's much bigger. It is much bigger than I can dream. And this whole big thing, all is pointed towards me, that I have the schus, I have this schus, that I am the expression of this business of the Bir Olam. And that's the Geula. Yeah, that's what is Geula. And then I begin to daven. And I can show that to you when you want in the first bracha. But this Shikla Chidish, it's good. I should go further on. And Rav Tito knows whether I should go further.
I have a question.
Yeah, you can't ask a question, of course.
When the Chazal talk about Geula and Tefillah, is Geula a reference only to this bracha of Emes V'Yatzev, Emes V'Emunah, or is it to the entirety of Kriya Shema?
No, it's the last bracha, I think. Geula is this. It's the last bracha there. And the Geula means, what I tell you, Shemuch Geula Tefillah, that's what it is. That the Rishonim say also. Shemuch Geula means Tefillah is his business. That's what they say. But if they say it in half a sentence, you know, or three words. I only made that now like this.
The second question is, in this whole progression, so the Nusach of the Tefillah goes back and forth between a second person and third person description of ourselves. Maybe it's trying to gal tonu, that's us, but shidchu geulin, and I mean that's they. Back and forth. In the Kwazul Asaf, that's all us, then it's they. Then it's us again, maybe it's trying to gal tonu, then it's they. What is that?
I don't know. I have to think about it. Okay? I have to think about that. Okay. So I will tell you a pshat of the first brocha, which is a chiddush. I think it's a chiddush. So again, it's a chiddush that's a... How do you call that we have a copyright like this, you know? Copyright by Leuchter. So don't use that, you know? Only I want to show you that you could do something yourself. Okay? I say because of Harav. Of Mendel, you know. Then afterwards you will afterwards do like this, okay? So the first bracha goes like this. So we are standing in front of the Bor Olam, and we are now coming out of this geula. I say everything which happens with us is best in his business. But you know what his business is? His business is that the reality of Kedusha should be revealed in this world. This world should be a place of reality of Kedusha. That's really his business. That's right? Ashura Zashchina, you call that, whatever you want. The reality of Kedusha should be revealed in this world. That means like this. Here. And even here, you know? Should be revealed. Reality of Kedusha. The world should look differently. But today the world is not a reality of Kedusha. Today the world is perhaps an understanding of Kedusha. It's a seeing a connection with Kedusha when you want that. You are connected, that's now a new word, a very nice word, you know. But it's not the reality, you don't see it with the eyes. And now see. Buhato Hashem. Elokeinu, again, Elokeinu connected to us, Elokei Avoseinu. So the first time the reality of Kedusha was connected to this world was by the Ovis, was by the forefathers, you call that. Yeah? That's what you say. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. By them, that was connected. That's something is unbelievable. How that was connected to them as a person, it wasn't in the stone. Yeah? By them, it wasn't down to earth, it was by them. In their own person, it was the Shechina. That's why you say Elokei Avraham. I don't know how you could reach such a thing, you know, that someone is so a revelation of what Hashem wants that you say Elokei Avraham. This is not so clear to me, but that's what it was. It was a revelation in these people. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov. Yeah? But it was in the people. It wasn't yet in this. So where is that here? I want to have it in the world, not only in the people. So where do you see it in the world? You see it in the world in the next word, in the next phrase. Hokeil hagodol hagibo v'hanoiro. What is revealing in the world is that the Bor Olam is pulling the strings. That's right? In different directions. Hokeil hagodol hagibo v'hanoiro. There you say, hey, over here the arts called. I think they made a mistake. They say over here because you translate into English. You say over here, Hokeil Hagodl Hagibur Vanoiro Keil Elyon. And it says, God of Abraham, God of Israel, God of Jacob, the great, mighty and awesome God. No, my dear friend, you have to translate the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, and not the supreme God. That's wrong. It says supreme God. Excuse me, it's a wrong translation. You see it? Das ist abschier. Das ist nicht aber mach es so. That's a pshia. No, it's a wrong translation. That's because you want to translate into English. Good English. You don't say it like this. That's a good English. We don't speak good English to Hashem. We daven, okay? We daven, and it says, "Hokei, Hagodl, Hagibur, VeHanoiro," because it says that's what it reveals. That's the Hei Yadidia. I see it. I see that Hashem pulls the strings. But this is everything which is Nisgale, pulling the strings. I want more. I do want more. I want that Hashem should be Nisgale here, not as someone which pulls the strings. I want it should be in reality. You see that there is a difference between reality, revealing itself in the reality, and revealing itself in pulling the strings. Because when you see something happens, good or bad, or parve, whatever, and you see, that was Hashem which did it, that's a good maimin, that's right? That's a good belief. But when you see an item in the world, and you say, that is Hashem, you are annoyed with the way to Zohar. It's wrong. You may not do it. What's the difference? This happened in the world, and this is in the world. What's the difference? There is a difference. Because Hashem is not revealing Himself in the world, in the Metzius, only in the pulling the strings. Hokeil ha-godl ha-gibel ha-nevah. But that is the end what He wants? No. He wants more. He wants that He should be revealed in the reality. Where is that? You see? I want that. This is the background of tefillah, that Hashem wants to reveal Himself in this world. He should be revealed in the reality too. Where is that? That happened once. That happened once. That happens once in the world, when the world was created. That's what you say. You say, Keil Elyoin, Geimel Chasodim Toivim, Vekeine Hakol. You can read it in the Ramban. When the Ramban says, Hu Ovicho Konecho, that's a posuk in Hazinu. Hu Ovicho Konecho, the Ramban says, Konecho, in the, that because He created you, Yesh Mi'ayin. Also, is that the Ramban? Konecho means He was creating you, Yesh Mi'ayin. And at that moment, when Hashem created the world, Yesh Mi'ayin, the world was a real revelation of His presence. Yeah? That was before, Odovarishin was Chayte, the creating of the world, that was a revelation of His presence. That's something which is way above our understanding, Keil Elyon, Goymel Chasodim Toivim. That means it's like, that's like Yudkim Omidus Rachamim, yeah? Goymel Chasodim Toivim, it's all good. All the Chasodim Toivim, what do? Yesh Mi'ayin, Kreini Hakom. And then, the world is a presence of the Bo'er Olam. But I don't want it only then. I want it now. We lost that. By us, it's only for Keil, HaGodl, HaGibor, and it's only that He pulls the strings. I want that this should come down till the stones. Till the reality. Shechina should be here. That was once. Kreivel Chasodim Toivim, Kreine Hakel. With this Chasodim Toivim, He made the Bria Yesh Me'ayim. And that Bria Yesh Me'ayim was revealing Hashem. So where are we? We have the same thing. Because you also have such a chesed which creates something. Yeah, you say it in the Shmoneh Esrei. Look. You say it. V'zeichel chaz de'yovois. That's the parallel to Gemel Chasodim Toivim. Zeichel chaz de'yovois means that they also created something anew. What did they create? Umeivi goyel. They created there should be a geula. That there should be a revelation of the Bo'er Olam in this world. Umeivi goyel livnei veleya. That's what we hope for. That's what we hope for, that the presence of the Bo'er Olam should be in this world. So that was once. Keil Elyoin. Gemel Chasodim Toivim Erkei Nehakel. In the time of the creation, that was like this. But where is it now? Now is it only, it's only the pulling the strings. I want more. Zeichel Chas Deovois, or maybe Goya Livnei Veneyam. Laman Shmoy. In order to reveal His name, Be'avo. That's the Shmoneh Esrei. You see, in the first Bracha, yeah, was it?
Why is it in the present sense, Konehakol? It should be according to this. Kanaikakol.
Yeah, but he is.
If we're relating to the only one time that it was.
Yeah, no. This Yesh Me'ayin is the whole time going on, only now it's concealed. You have I have a Siddur over here, I forgot that. Same thing over there. That you see that this whole creation of the world happens every single day. You say it. You say it in the Mechadish Bechoyim Tomit Maise Bereishis Komu. What did he say? Lo'oyse Oyrim G'doylim Ki Lo'oylem Chazdoy. Now, Rosh Chaim says, it says Lo'oyse Oyrim G'doylim, and he didn't say Lo'oso Ela Lo'oyse in the presence.
Yeah, no, but the Rebbe was saying that.
Wait. Lo'oyse Oyrim G'doylim. That's in the presence. But the question is that the whole Mizmor is in the presence, that's right? When you look the Hoidu Hashem Ki Toyt Ki Lo'oylem Chazdoy, the whole Mizmor is in the presence. You have it by the Shabbos, that's right? Shabbos Shachris, Pshukin Zimur Shabbos Chazdoy, this one which is a Ki Lo'oylem Chazdoy, the whole thing is written in the present form. Of course. L'Gerz Ram Zubil Gzorim, L'Moyil Chava Bamidbor, L'Makim Elohim Gedoylim. Present. There are a lot of Pshukim in the present there, what is now Makim Elohim Gedoylim. So he says, L'Oyse Elohim Gedoylim. You may say, L'Reka, L'O, Tzalamayim, L'Oyse Shemayim Bisvuno. Also, not Oyse. What's the pshat?
It's a noun.
What?
It's a shame. It's not an action.
But why? The Nefesh HaChaim says, it says, Lo'oise Eirem G'dayim, Velot Lo'oso Eirem G'dayim. That's what Nefesh HaChaim says. But
the Davidim is saying it. The Davidim is being a right on that posse.
But how do you bring a right on the posse, which doesn't make a sense? There's no raya. You see the question? No? You want to open up the Hoidu? You'll see it. It said, Hoidu Hashem Kituv Yoram Chazdoy, and then most of the Psukim are written in present form. That's right? And then it says, Lo'oyse Oyram Gedoylim, he does it now. But everything, he now is guiding the Klal Yisrael through the desert? No. He's now Makim Elohim Gedoylim, he does it now? No. It was once, but it says it in the present form. You can't do that, you know. So why is it a raya? Mata Omer, what's the raya? What is the raya? The raya is like this, no. The raya is look in the mizvah. Read the mizvah. It says, Lo'oy seirum gedoylim, ki lo'oylem chazdoy. And then it says, Es ha-shemesh el memshel es bayoyim, ki lo'oylem chazdoy, Es ha-yoreach v'choy chobim lemshel lo'ys balaylo. There's a shemesh at the yoreach. But the oyrem gedoylim were not there. Le'umas the shemesh at the yoreach, the oyrem gedoylim is not there anymore. Because in the Maise Bereshis, he made Shnei Me'ores HaGdoylim, and then B'lemaise, he made one big and one small. So how do you say in a present form, Le'oyse Oyrim Gedoylim? That's not present. When you afterwards say that there is a Shemesh at the Yareach, Le'umas this Psukim, that one was. It's not present. What's this? That is above the... Was it was a Rav Gidon? Ma baya? Was it Katuv Sham? Lo, it is Lo'oyse Oyrim Gedoylim. Shnei Me'ores HaGdoylim. Lo'oyse Oyrim Gedoylim. And then he says LeShemesh, the Meshelis Bayoyim, and the Yerech Kavchom LeNeim Shelois Baloyo. That's what happened. The Lo'oyse Oyrim Gedoylim was not happening before Yal. The Foyal was a Shemesh and the Yoreach, not the Lo'oyse Oyrim Gedoylim, because he told the Yoreach Lechi Umiati Esatzmeich. Now that's what he said. He made it smaller. So how can you say the Oyse Oyrim Gedoylim in present form? You have to say it in the past form when you say the two other psukim. Yeah? Because the Umas, the two other psukim, that's a past form. Yeah? Very clear. How do you say the present? Because every single day there is Oyse Oyrim Gedoylim, and every single day the Boreolam makes the Yoreach smaller and the Shemesh bigger. Every single day he makes that. Because every single day there is a new creation happening. Mamish Kipshutai. This all Rishon, that is all which is there full for the whole world. It says Shnei, it's a ganze poshto pshat. I am not blamable that you didn't think about that, you know? I'm not blamable, you know?
Then why isn't there a revelation today?
Because it's not revealing. That stays inside. That stays inside. That's what happened by the Chet Odom Rishon, that these things only happening in a ruchnistike level. I don't tell you that you can.
The question is, so how do you get from that pasuk in the tefillah if that's relating to also today and also then, and then there was a revelation, and today there isn't a revelation because of the Chet?
No,
how do we relate that is going back to the first creation to say that that's what the Rebbe is trying to tell? is saying that that pasuk that in the tefillah, when you're reading, we should be relating to the original revelation of creation, but it's going to both. So how do I know?
I don't understand. It says la oisayr gdol in the present form.
Not in the in the konach kol kol. The konach kol is relating to the original revelation. Well, we not just said that konach kol not only relates to the original revelation, also
no. Yeah, of course. But in the original revelation, when he made the Briya Yesh Me'ayin Befoya, it was really a new Briya. In that novelty of the Briya, the Boron was there in the reality. And afterwards there was a Chedot Amorishan, and this Yesh Me'ayin is every single day happening. But it's happening in a way which is not making a new Briya, only now it's already a contaminated Briya. And then it's not revealing itself in the reality. But it will reveal itself by the Goyal. Maybe Goyal if Nei V'Neyam. The Chazdei Ovis is parallel to Goymel Chasodim Toivim. Goymel Chasodim Toivim, V'koyne Hakol Yesh Me'ayin, according to the Ramban, Kshoycha Chazdei Ovis, or maybe Goyel, because the Yesh Me'ayin from the Klal Yisrael is the Goyel. That's the Yesh Me'ayin of the Klal Yisrael. Yeah? That's what they create. But they create a revelation of the Borei Olam in the world. That's what Tfilah is about. You see, Tfilah is about much more. The backbone of Tfilah is much more than we think. We think Tfilah is only that we ask, I should have Hatzlocha, I should have Parnosa, I should have, that's all very good. But you have to ask it in a way that you are aware that this is the business of the Borei Olam. That is his business. That is his revelation. That is what he wants from his side. That's what Geula means. Yeah? And that's why we say this first broch in order to establish that's the backbone of our tefillah. We want that the Borei Olam should reveal his interest and his giving in this world. That's what he wants. And now we can begin to ask. Because otherwise we can't begin to ask. We want establish that's his business. It's his interest. And that's what he wants. That's what it's called Tzemach Geula Letfilah. And that's the first broch that we are telling in that brocha, the Borei Olam comes down to us, and we want that that's his business, that he wants to reveal it to himself here, and that's what we are davening for. So that makes it feel entirely an other chavaya. It's really that you daven for your own parnosa. It's really that you daven for your own hatzlocha. You do that, but with the consciousness that this is the business of the Borei Olam. So now you have to adjust yourself. You can't say, I do all my idiotic things, and this is the business of the Borei Olam. Schwache business, you know? So you have to adjust yourself, that you could say it with a clean consciousness, that is your business. This is in line with your business. So that's what Tfilah is. That's the self-work which is in Tfilah, that is the self-elevating which is there in Tfilah, in order that you should adjust yourself. That is business of the Borei Olam, that he wants to connect to the Briya, he wants to reveal himself over here, that should be connected to you. That's what you are davening for. And that's why you have needs, in order that in these needs, this presence should be revealed. That's what the tefillah is about. Yeah? Okay? That's what I wanted to show you as a smichas geula letefillah. That's what means, smichas geula letefillah. That's what it means. Yeah? This I didn't make up. Yeah? The only what I made up is the pshat in the Oysoirim Gedoilim. That's my own pshat. That's also, but I think that's a good pshat. You have only to read it, you know. And the brocha, the first brocha, this is my own pshat. You don't have to think about that. You can do whatever you want. I only wanted to show you how much of unbelievable content is there in one little brocha, which is, I even didn't scratch the surface. It's kurnish, it's thumb, you know. Whenever it's true or not true, I even don't know, yeah? But it's some episodes, you know, episodes to do with that. You can live with that brocha a whole life. Because that's what the depth of Chazal is. That's what the depth of our tefillah is. Okay? That one I want to show you. Adkar.